Hey lovely, and welcome to another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups with Sarah Marie. This episode is an educational episode to help you heal your yoni. So, let's dive into it.
Today's all about healing your yoni, and so I'm going to be showing you with my, sorry, I've been touching it, it is clean. It's just like been in my suitcase. This is like the vibrator I carry around with me when I travel, because it's got this massage head and also the dildo part. Anyway, you can use whatever you want, it doesn't really matter. You can use a carrot if you want, just put a condom on it. or a cucumber, it doesn't matter. To heal your yoni, you're going to need a vibrator or a pleasure wand, a crystal pleasure wand, or a cucumber or a carrot. And you'll need one yoni, so simple, so easy. Now, let's get into it. I want you to think of your, let me put this down a little bit, it's going to be distracting, your yoni as a clock. So facing upwards this way, we're gonna start with the number 12 and going to 3 o'clock would be directly that way, and 6 would be closest to your anus. And then going to 9 that way, there. Hi, kitty. So now she's gonna wanna come over for a pat. How appropriate, because we're talking about pussies. Sorry, Teddy, you just wait. She normally just like hangs out with me all day. She's like obsessed with cuddles, which is sometimes cute and sometimes annoying, just a little bit. And when she doesn't get it, she goes crazy. Right now, she's running around the house. So, now, thinking of your yoni as a clock, you have one dildo or wand, and you're going to be going around the clock and inserting your wand slightly, like this has got a tip, a nice tip, if you can see it, that faces up like that. So that's really helpful. But if you don't have that tip and it's just straight up, you're going to want to insert it so it's slightly tipped, right? And, sorry to you. I'm going to be distracting. So, starting with 12, now I've got distracted because there's a rubbish truck going up the street right now. Starting with 12, you're going to go up, you're going to hold it there in your yoni for a few minutes, like 2 minutes depending, and you're going to feel into it. You might feel pain, you might feel numbness, you might feel a burning sensation, you might feel a whole lot of things. She's very persistent, I'm telling you. But whatever you're feeling, if it's like numbness or a bit of pain, you have to hold it there. You don't back away, because most often, more often than not, as women, when we feel that pain in there, we back away and I'm going to sit up so she doesn't stomach, and we try and get rid of that pain and stop doing that thing. I want you to start to feel into it. So holding it there for a few minutes and feeling into the numbness or the pain, right? And then releasing it. So you're holding it in and releasing it. So I want you to also think about the pain moving up and inside you, because you're going to be feeling those sensations, aka pain or uncomfortableness, which is another word for it. And I want you to keep breathing and focus on the breath and breathing those painful things, maybe memories, maybe just sensations, breathing them out. And now the next thing is to move to, so we start at the 12, we move to the 1, we move to the 3, we're holding it there for a few minutes every single time. This is going to take you time. This is about healing, and healing does take time. But the worst thing you can do is just ignore these pains, ignore these signs, ignore these symptoms that are coming up. Now the yoni holds in the energetic frequency of past lovers, of past sexual experiences, and about our sexuality, about our energetic frequency of our sexuality. So this is what we are releasing. We are releasing all this in the yoni. So have fun with this. Realize that you're releasing stored up old energy, and it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to take time, and take time off afterwards. Don't just get back into your daily life and run around. Actually take time to heal and nurture and honor the cycle of releasing and of cleansing. So that's how you can heal your yoni, how you can move through old wounds, old blocks, old lovers, and move forward. try this technique for yourself, because if you don't try this technique and if you just listen, nothing will happen. So get to work, darling, and I'll see you next time wherever you are in time and space apart from me on another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups. Don't forget to subscribe and like it if you like this, and follow me on Instagram. My handle's at Sarah Marie Little, or you can also come check me out on Facebook. All right, have a great day. Bye.